This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. Welcome back. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. And if you have, like a lot of people, thought, man, I wish I started swimming when I was a youngster, you're probably not going to enjoy today's chat as much as I did. But in saying that, Fiona Carlin is a phenomenal athlete. She did come from a competitive swimming background, but she still works incredibly hard in the water. And you'll find out why on today's podcast. In the spotlight in the coach's corner today is MP Multisports. Their athlete-coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. It's time to chat some swimming here on the Kona Edge, and we head back to Chicago, Illinois to touch base with Fiona Carlin. Fiona, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fiona, you have got an unfair advantage coming from a competitive swimming background. Often I chat to athletes that say they wish they started swimming when they were six, and you started swimming when you were fairly young as well. It makes a big difference if you've got that sort of base heading into triathlon.
It does, yes. It is a little, I would say it's definitely an unfair advantage. Although I would say I did spend about 15 years of my life training very hard at swimming. But yes, it is definitely an advantage if you can learn. If anyone out there is having a kid, chuck them in the pool, you know, 2 years after birth in case they want to become a triathlete, because it does help.
Yeah, I'll say unfair advantage. You did pay the price. Let's just call a spade here. You weren't born with swimming ability. You've had to work really hard for it.
Yes, I did have to work very hard for it.
What are some of the things you've done as far as your swim goes? I mean, it's obviously comes very naturally to you because you've done so many miles in the pool, but what are some of the things that you've done that you think have really improved your swim over time?
Yeah, so again, I mean, swimming as a child is a huge advantage. I started swimming when I was four. I quit competitive swimming when I was 17. By the time I was in high school, I was swimming, you know, maybe 2 to 3 hours in the morning and then a couple of evenings a week. So I was doing, you know, an insane amount of swimming. I also got into sort of surf swimming later on in my teens as well. So a lot of open water stuff, which I actually think is probably even more important for triathletes. With swimming, you know, again, like in many ways, talking to swimmers is hard because we learned when we were really young, and I didn't have to learn the skills as an adult, kind of like learning a language. You know, it's easier if you learn as a kid. But things that I feel help with swimming are regularity in the water. So getting in the water, getting in the pool and swimming frequently, I have found to be more helpful with my stroke and form and just how strong I feel than necessarily doing really long sessions. I think just getting in and just reminding yourself of the feel is really, really important. A lot of focus on pool. You know, triathletes are always asking questions about kick and pool and you know, does it matter if I kick at all? And, you know, I would always say, you know, if you think about good swimmers, they all kick. So you shouldn't, as a weak swimmer, be not kicking because you think you're saving your legs. I mean, you will swim better if you kick, but, you know, so much of the strength in triathlon comes from pulling. So, you know, really doing workouts with paddles, you know, I have the stretch cords and doing like cord exercises with those really builds up your shoulders and gives you that strength. Open water swimming is a totally different beast to pool swimming. And so you're either comfortable in it or you're not. So, you know, if you're someone that's not comfortable in it, you know, really getting out there and practicing that is important. I think that, you know, in open water, pool becomes even more important than kicking. So, you know, really practicing, you know, that strength element for open water, but either getting out there and just aiding it with, you know, with paddles and stuff like that really has really helped me. Other than that, I just think swimming is one of those things you really just have to put the time in. Very few people are naturally good swimmers without putting in any effort. So, you know, you've got to put in the time. If you swim badly, you know, getting a coach or getting someone to look at your stroke is really important because it's not something, if you're swimming wrong, unfortunately, it doesn't matter how strong you are. There's plenty of fit people who aren't swimming very effectively because they just don't have good techniques. So it really is worth the money to get someone to look at it or, you know, help you with your stroke because that could make all the difference when you're in the water.
Great advice there as well. Fiona, let me ask you this question. Coming from someone who has swum a lot in their life, I mean, you've stared at black lines probably more than most. How do you stay engaged and entertained and alleviate boredom in the pool? I see it so often, and I chat to a lot of athletes here on the Kona Edge who come from competitive swimming backgrounds, and they I don't say they're burnt out, but they just are so bored with it, and they hate swimming, so the less they have to swim, the better. What do you do to keep yourself sort of engaged and with it?
Yeah. So I'm kind of lucky. My coach's plans for the pool are really kind of interesting. So most of the time I'm not doing ridiculously long sets of just swimming. You know, there's a lot of, say, like, you know, 100s with short rests or, you know, using pool toys or switching things up. And so having sets like that where you're doing different things, I think just keeps you really sort of interesting. You know, I would say if you're just getting in the pool and just swimming, I mean, you're going to bore yourself to absolute death. And I don't know how much it really even helps as you get into that really steady mode for a really long time. I mean, there's a place for it. But I think that in a lot of your sessions, if you just spice it up by doing things that are more interesting, intervals, etc., that can keep you sort of inspired. I always have a thing in my head where I have to focus on my laps. And if I forget, I have to do the last number I remember, which was lower. So say I like switch off at 300 meters and then I can't remember where I'm at, I have to go back and redo the number that I last remembered. So that like forces me to focus because I don't want to have to do extra laps. So, you know, having stuff like that in your head, I think can help you get through as well.
I have to laugh. If I had to do that, I would still be in the water. I would never leave the pool.
Yeah. I mean, it's just focusing, like just focus on your interval. I mean, like today I'm going to do a workout. I'm doing some 100s and I'll just try and think about like making sure I get there in time, you know, and like just focus on something else. Don't think about, the worst thing you can do is just think about, oh my gosh, I'm in the pool. I'm staring at the bottom for this amount of time. You know, think about your stroke, stay focused in the actual swimming. Don't switch off. And in open water, I think about, you know, the sharks, the fish, you know, what else might be out there trying to get me. For some reason, open water tends to be more exhilarating, so I don't tend to have the water.
I love it. What is your favorite swim set to do? What do you absolutely, when it pops up on your program, you go, yeah, I get to do that again, that's cool?
I absolutely love paddles and buoy. I love anything with paddles because it's just, you feel so strong when you have those things on your arm and you go faster. And I think it builds your arms really nicely. Like your arms start looking good when you do a lot of paddles. You know, people, I don't do a lot of weights, but if I'm ever looking in shape in my arms, it's from just doing a lot of pull with paddles. So I love that. My favorite hard workout is, I love threshold style work. So, you know, 100s with short rest. So, for me, like if I was doing in yards, 100s at around 115 off 125, that would be a set that I find challenging, but really fun.
Brilliant. Well, Fiona, it's been great chatting about your swim. I look forward to chatting about your bike next time out here on the Koneas. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much.
And that's it for this edition of the Koneas. Thank you so much for joining us. And don't forget, if you haven't left us a review on iTunes yet, please do. It is massively, massively appreciated, and it helps us a lot as well. So if you'd like to help us grow the podcast, that's one way you can do it. It takes just a couple of minutes of your time, and I'll give you a shout out on the podcast if you do it. And another way that helps us grow is if you share this podcast with people and triathletes that you know would get something out of it. So if you listened to today's show and you got something out of it or made you think of someone, please do pass it on. I really do appreciate those recommendations. They do help massively. So until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.